Whether you're looking for a Chevy car, truck, or SUV, go see my friends at Apple Chevy in Tinley Park. With over 500 new and used vehicles in stock, they have what you're looking for and at the lowest price possible. Go to applechevy.com. Who's on the Super Celebrity Hotline? He is the new treasurer of the state of Illinois, Mike Frerichs.
Ro, pleasure to be with you.
Michael, thank you very much for being with us. And first of all, I want to say this. Thank you very much for your sponsorship. iCash is your program. And you guys sponsored a giveaway that we did yesterday where we gave away two tickets, the hardest tickets to find. There's not enough money in the Illinois Treasury right now to buy two tickets at standing room only for the Blackhawks game tomorrow night here at the United Center. And you did that, and thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It broke my heart to have to give them away, but it wasn't really my choice.
Aww. Yes, I know, but it was really, that was very, very good of you. And the iCash, and this is an interesting thing, because how much money is there that is that's sitting in your possession that belongs to other people?
Well, we have about $2 billion in unclaimed property. We're hoping to reunite with its rightful owners.
So we
united two people yesterday with tickets that we thought were going to be worth $2 billion, but the game wasn't. The game didn't quite live up to it.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
But there's still about $2 billion on the books that we're trying very hard to have people come check out illinoistreasurer.gov, plug in their name. We find about one in four people who go and look find that we have something that belongs to them.
And I did it. I found something that belonged to me. It was like $100 or something, a check for something that I appeared on the radio or something like 6 years ago, and I found
it. You got $100 for appearing on the radio?
Can you believe that? Back in the day.
You know what? I need to get to that gig right now. Hold on. I'm apparently at the wrong place.
I guess they sent it to the wrong address or something. I don't know. I don't know how it ended up in your hands, but somehow it did.
Well, that's it. I mean, sometimes it can be a lot of it's little checks for something, whether you have a stock, maybe there was a dividend and they lost you along the way, or you had a any kind, whatever it happens to be. Sometimes it's a government check that's coming back to you, a rebate check, right? Isn't that a ton of the stuff here?
We have money coming in for all kinds of purposes. We have a bunch of small ones, but there are also a lot of large ones out there.
Well, I guess here's a question.
The average payout is about $1,000.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's bigger than I thought.
There are some people only have $25, like myself when I came in, I found. But there are people, we have tens of thousands of dollars, that people pass away. They leave stocks, they leave things in a safety deposit box, and they don't tell their children or their estate. And so eventually, when no one claims that safety deposit box, it's turned over to us, and it's our job to get it back to its rightful owners or heirs.
I'm looking at mine again. I have something under $10 right now.
Yeah, and people should look at least twice a year, because we go out to banks, companies, employers, and collect twice a year. So even if you've looked in the past, if you looked a year ago and didn't find anything, that doesn't mean we haven't found something that belongs to you since then.
All right, so now I'm looking at this. What did you say? What iCash? Here we go.
iCash.
So you can go to illinoistreasurer.gov, look on iCash.
Yeah.
It's very easy to do. My gosh.
All right, here's my deal. All right, put in my last name. I'm going to do this right now. This is how exciting this is going to be. We're going to find out. And again, if there's anything in here.
The right number, you never know.
It could be any number right now. I'm good.
Fine, we'll get it over to you quickly.
All right. But now here's the thing. I mean, this is the one way about this kind of program is I think a lot of people stop and think, well, you know, if Nana left me something, I got to go prove, or your great grandmother, you got to. There are a lot of hoops to jump through to prove who you are and that you're the right person. Is it easy?
Yeah, we try to make it easy. We're trying to make it easier, especially for some of the smaller dollar ones. You know, part of the reason we're sitting on $2 billion, a lot of people, they look online, they see, oh, I only got $10, it's not worth the time or the hassle to do it. And so for those lower dollar ones, we're working to try and make it a little easier. You know, for those people who have $1 million in stock out there, we want to make sure that they are who they say they are. make sure they. But I think for those people, they.
You know, I think I've got. You know, Treasurer. It's interesting you should mention that. I believe I do have $1 million in stock waiting for me somewhere. I just went to your website and it says I don't, but I believe you do. So if you just have one of those things that you can't figure out who it is, that's mine.
Is that how it works?
We'll have our staff scan through.
Yeah,
but,
I don't like that. Yeah.
But maybe that $1 million is coming in within the next 6 months. So I encourage you, check back in.
All right. Okay, so I'll just keep checking in.
And it is you have to, what do you have to produce? Three different forms of identification or something? Because I went through this already.
Yeah, so like I said, for the smaller amounts, we are looking to make this process a little easier. We want to make sure that we're not giving away your property to someone else. We're familiar with identity theft, and we need to make sure that we're not giving money away to people who don't deserve it. But for some of these smaller ones, we don't want to create so many hoops and obstacles that people don't actually claim it. Because, you know, this money comes in, but it doesn't belong to the state. We are the depository. We're responsible executor until we can reunite it with its proper owners.
Now, I know you're treasurer, so you're not responsible for any of this. You're just told what to do with the money that's coming in and send it over to the controller to send it back out and all that sort of stuff. But you know, Illinois, I'm sure you're aware of this, got some financial issues. Can we claim that the state's identity has been stolen and that really California owes the money and we're totally up to payment here? Not a problem. Is that possible?
Does that
no?
work?
I wish we could do something like that. I think the General Assembly was down in Springfield today. I don't think they solved any problems today, but it's going to take discipline and it's going to take some time. But, you know, I think I look at this job and say, you know, the General Assembly has to pass a budget this year, but what can we be doing? What can we be investing in that is going to pay off good dividends years down the road? And so we're in charge of college savings plans, something that I think if we get more people educated, better skills, it's going to create a better environment that companies are going to want to come into. And it's going to provide opportunity for young people in the state. That's something we're also putting a lot of time and effort focusing on.
And you're doing an auction, too, here, right? Isn't that you just announced that yesterday?
Yeah, so frequently money comes in, but in safety deposit box, we find things like silver bars, antique coins. I think we've got Stan Musial baseball card. Our last auction, we had a Billy Williams. And so every few months or so, we have an auction of those items because as things come in, if we can't reunite them with their proper owners, they take up space. And every now and then, after 10 years, we auction it off. We hold those proceeds for the person it belongs to. But we have a limited room in our vault.
Got it. All right, and people can go to IllinoisTreasurer.gov for all the information on that as well, right?
Correct.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Hey, Ro, thanks very much. Great talk to you.
Go Hawks.
Go Hawks.
Remember that. Go Hawks. There he goes. It's the treasurer.